wanna love you, girl.
Villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Posumayan Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the best experiences there. One of the features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300-meter sea fern forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. However, if you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experiences by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists, such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish surrounding the beach.
Voice of Indonesia.
Suka dan semangatmu. We gotta have a good time. www.voinews.id. Well, still talking about national economy of Indonesia. You know that in 2024, the manufacturing industry recorded a positive performance as reflected by the export value of the non-oil and gas processing industry, among other things. And the export value has reached 196.54 billion US dollar, making up 74.25% of the total national export. In this case, Industry Minister of Indonesia, Agus Gumiwang, has highlighted the manufacturing sector, which has remained the backbone of the national economy and the largest contributor to the gross domestic product. Yes, in addition to the value of manufacturing industry export last year increased by 5.33% compared to 2023. And moreover, the realization of manufacturing industry investment in 2024 was recorded at 721.3 trillion rupiah, or around 44.2 billion US dollar. It also contributed 42.1% to the total investment realization in Indonesia of 1,714.2 trillion rupiah.
today's edition of the Traditional Song on Music Corner presents a song from North Kalimantan entitled Yaki Bantawol. The song Yaki Bantawol tells people of Tidung about folklore of Batu Tinagar legend, Tidung tribe, North Kalimantan. The lyrics tell about the story of Grandpa Bantawol, a person whose life was always in need. Yaki in the Tidung language means grandfather. One day, Bantawol went to a rocky mountain which is called Batu Tinagar. There, Yaki Bantawol met a very beautiful woman. In fact, the woman was a princess from heaven. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from North Kalimantan entitled Yaki Bantawol by Fika Julia. Enjoy!
It's a traditional food made of mung bean, which is cooked in water and brown sugar with a bundle of a pandanus leaf. The ingredients are then cooked until boiled and it turns into porridge. Once it is cooked, the porridge is served with coconut milk. Mung bean porridge is easy to make and it doesn't take a long time. But if you don't feel like making mung bean porridge, you can find this food easily in the entire Indonesia. Some sell it in a traditional coffee shop and some others can it in a mobile grobak or pushcart. A bowl of mung bean porridge is so cheap. By paying 4,000 rupiah only, you can get your breakfast. Although the era is developing, traditional food like mung bean porridge is still maintained. Moreover, mung bean porridge can be found in modern department stores in big cities too. It proves that the Indonesian traditional food can compete with international food and it remains lovable.
Ku tumbuh dewasa dan tambah percaya kau hujaniku.
Aku merangkai banyak hal dari setetes racun seperti butiran embun di permukaan daun, menceritakan banyak hal dari ratusan pantun, buang pedoman untuk tentukan mana buruk mana santun. Meskipun jatuh dari angkasa, partikel hidrometeor sentuh bumi basahi jiwa. Jadi air ini punya tujuan ketika turun, memberi harapan di setiap tetes mengalun. Ini waktu yang tepat untuk kita bertemu saat air langit menutup jejak rindu basah meredam karena gagal tumpah emosi yang terjebak. Sejak langit lupa akan bumi saat hujan. Apa kabarmu? Lesu roman bersinar di lidah yang kaku, bahagia mengalir di deras air yang turun, menyamarkan air mata yang telah lama mengalir.
in our cultural package. Today we'll bring you a feature entitled The Gong Music of Sungkum Dayak Community in Sanggau, the border area between West Kalimantan Province and Malaysia, precisely in Antikong Regency, reproduced from Radio Republik Indonesia Antikong in West Kalimantan. So stay tuned. In the borderline, the Sungkum Dayak community are not affected by the onslaught of the culture and traditions of other regions, even other countries. Sungkum Dayak community remains faithful to the traditions inherited from their ancestors hundreds of years ago. One tradition which is still maintained to this day is sounding a gong at the beginning of a special celebration. The presence of gong music or tetabuhan in a celebration for Sungkum Dayak people is loaded with spiritual messages from the ancestors that should not be infringed. Become an integral part of Sungkum Dayak community life. Almost at every party or celebration, the round percussion instrument is always there. For them, the gong musical instrument has a distinct meaning whenever it is played or sounded. When the gong is sounded during a special celebration, it means people are making a request to God through the ancestors who have died to be given protection and safety. It is through this gong music that the traditional leaders summon ancestral spirits with pomang or mantra to protect and save the event from interference of malicious supernatural beings.
Pak anu bulatan mit balai cetangan ku na dat na basa na utuk na manang na kaut na bucit na ngimu na kawai na ngaji deng ngagah deng mujak nuk suk nuk moi mo imau mo musik mo mau mo kutikabau kulit kami kulit kuda dak sok raja sok nyama sok tuat sok aja kelek aja sina aja belana manuk ipok nuk babi nuk adat basa bukunai cukup uruk mudut na de tabung kaut tabung musik tabung ngimu nah kop na agup buku tai buku na mate cio masih abi hu me abi ut ku tabu mana ku me tabu mana ku nuak manuk cio gudak sangu gudang te anak manuk gudang kusik manuk cio gudang Jepang gudang mereka manuk tabu utuk tabu menang tabu nasib tabu tua he nuk adat nuk bahasa buku na ti ta cukup da uluk da budet da de nuk tirah sama.
Only after this is done, the gong can be sounded. The sounding of the gong cannot be done just by anybody. Only traditional leaders are allowed to do it with three strikes. As stated by the traditional leader in Sentul Village, Suruh Tembawang, Antikong District, Sanggau, Francis Pelek,
gong itu terhitungnya adat yang lebih besar. Pertama,
gong is a greater ritual. First, to begin the ritual, we make yellow rice and tuak extract. And then we make pamang. Afterwards, we can sound the gong three times, indicating the ritual is begun.
Sudah dibikin.
After the gong has been sounded three times, then it is followed by the second ritual. According to Francis Pelek, the second ritual must be fitted with main offerings consisting of chicken eggs, chicken, pork, and other dishes. The pomang is then read out before the offerings and food in order to be protected from danger and misfortune. After that, all offerings and foods are eaten together by all the villagers who hold the event.
Yang selengkap-lengkapnya alat dibikin, sudah jadi alatnya dibikin, baru kita bikin pamang lagi. Pertama,
the equipment are created as complete as possible. Ketiga, after the equipment are made, we make pamang again, including eggs and killing chicken, pig and dog. Pulut, after that, we hit the gong, eat the pulut, and then put the egg on our head and pig blood on our face. Finally, the ritual is done, and then we hit the gong again and dance. Afterward, we stop and feast.
Minum-minum, makan-makan.
Tetapuhan
Gong for Sung Kung Dayak tribe is believed to be a means to bring good fortune and keep bad luck away. For that reason, every celebration or activity of a specific nature, such as rice planting, opening farmland, and so forth, must be preceded by striking the gong. The louder the sound of the gong is, and the more distant the drowning sound of a gong sounded, the more Sung Kung Dayak community will be spared from evil, misfortune, and danger.
Terjadi gong itu, suara gong itu yang narik tu, petuah orang, sedekah.
The gong sounding is giving good guidance, alms, and faith, including the spirits like farming and money, anything related to wealth. We hit the gong because we want more fortune. Gong. That's how we hit the gong.
Gitu caranya.
The tabuhan gong that characterizes Sung Kung Dayak tribe has existed since hundreds of years ago. They believe if the gong is sounded, then safety will cover the entire villages. Even though the whole process is for the safety of the Sung Kung Dayak tribe, there are still some restrictions, as was told by Lamai, a traditional leader of Sung Kung Dayak in Suruh Tembawang village, Antikong district, Sanggau.
Kalau gong itu kan memang ciri khas budaya ya di daerah kita untuk memanggil seseorang.
Gong is our typical culture, used to call somebody. The taboo of gong is 4 days no bath, no going out, stay hidden in the house. People from neighboring village cannot enter our village and vice versa. If we go, we will bring the misfortune and they will punish us. Also, many people will get sick and pest will invest the plants. If I violate the taboo, I will receive the consequences until now it happens. The bamboo shoot and fern must not be eaten and cannot be brought inside the house for 1 month. We need to make a party to end the taboo where the gong is sounded again.
Gong itu dibunyikan lagi kembali.
Tabuhan gong for the Sung Kung Dayak not merely as a means to communicate with God through the ancestors, but also as a means of socializing. The sound of gong that echoed throughout the village, inviting friends and relatives from afar to come and celebrate and join the host of the event. The Sung Kung Dayak community loves their heritage so much, and they did not want the tradition of Tetabuhan Gong eroded by the time. That's why, until now, Tetabuhan Gong tradition has never been left in any event. Meanwhile, Sung Kung Dayak parents never forget to introduce the ancestral traditions to their children and grandchildren. Listeners, that was the other side of the Tetabuhan Gong for the Sung Kung Dayak community in rural districts of Antikong, Sanggau, West Kalimantan Province, bordering with Sarawak, Malaysia.
Today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from South Sulawesi entitled Wulele Sanggula. The song was composed by H.M. Sanip. It is typical of Tolaki, South Sulawesi's largest ethnic group, who inhabits Kendari City and Kolaka Regency. The song lyrics use Tolaki language, which means Sanggula flower, the name of a flower in Konawe region and its surroundings. The lyrics contain a folklore about an angel who descended from heaven. The angel is described as very beautiful, always glorified by the Tolaki people. Well, listener, here is the song Wulele Sanggula by Sarah and Nita. Enjoy.
Is mostly available during Ramadan or the fasting months. It has slices of banana, cassava, sweet potatoes, or even palm sugar fruit. All of them are drowned in a sweet gravy made from a mixture of water, palm sugar, and coconut milk. What is the name of this food?
Oh, I met you. Let me tell you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hey, hey, na manis.
Here's the news. Indonesian Tourism Minister Widianti Putri announced that the workforce in the tourism sector increased by 2.5%, reaching a total of 25.01 million in 2024, corresponding with a rise in tourist arrivals in 2023 up to 2024. After a meeting with President Prabowo Subianto and the President Felice, Minister Widianti Putri stated in terms of workers' absorption, the number of tourism workers in 2024 was recorded at 25.01 million, growing by 2.5% from 24.41 million in 2023. Indonesian Minister of Creative Economy Tengku Rifki Harsha voiced his endorsement for Jakarta to evolve into a global cinema city as the city approaches its 5th century anniversary. Harsha, in a press statement, indicated that his ministry is prepared to partner with other stakeholders to transform Jakarta into a creative economy city, particularly in the field of cinema, by organizing various creative economy events from 2025 to 2027. That's the news.
Dengan lunan musiknya.
lampu menambah semangat.